MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Alexis Avila, the Hobbs woman convicted of throwing her newborn baby in the dumpster about 4 years ago, has lost her appeal. She was sentenced to 16 years in prison after a jury found her guilty of child abuse and attempted murder. She appealed her conviction, claiming she did not get a fair trial because the jury instructions were confusing and her attorney did not bring up an insanity defense. However, the State Court of Appeals rejected those arguments. Avila has not been in custody while her appeal was pending, but the district attorney office said they will file a motion to revoke that release. And former Loving Police Chief Frank Mathola was convicted on November 14th of impersonating a police officer nearly 4 years after he was accused of making an arrest outside of his jurisdiction. A 12-person jury found Mathola guilty on both charges after a four-day trial held in Eddy County District Court before District Judge David Finger. District Attorney Diana Luce said that while the misdemeanor charge held a potential sentence of 364 days, along with 182 days for the petty misdemeanor, her biggest goal was to put a conviction on Mathola's record, she hoped would make it difficult for him to be hired in the future as an officer in the state of New Mexico. And the state is looking for the very best fish art that New Mexican students have to offer. The Department of Game and Fish is sponsoring an art competition open to grades K through 12. Kids and teens can submit their art featuring any fish in New Mexico, including some species not necessarily native to the state. The deadline for the contest is January 31st, and the winners will be announced in March. For more information, go to the New Mexico Game and Fish website and look for the art contest. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.